You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Monday evening. We heard before the news from Rebecca Furlitt. She is the parent of an 11-year-old boy, was at a divorce proceeding, a post-divorce hearing, as I understand it, and the judge said that she would not have visitation or supervision rights over her 11-year-old son until she was vaccinated. Earlier today, we learned that the judge had vacated that part of the ruling, but when we talked to Rebecca, she said she feared that it wasn't over.
They definitely agree with the judge's ruling, and I believe that this is definitely not over, this case. I believe they're going to say that I am a threat or for endangering my son. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to do that, yes.
So let's ask her ex-husband's lawyer, Jeffrey Leving, joins us on a phone line now. Mr. Leving, welcome to the show.
It's great to be on the show.
I understand that you have appealed the vacated part of the ruling, or you plan to?
I plan to file an emergency motion concerning this, and I'm working on it right now with Jim Hagler. Technically, it's the appeal is no longer going to occur because of the judge's decision, but we're definitely working on an emergency motion right now to get into court, and we're going to be asking the court for relief that the opposing party suspects we're going to seek, and she may be correct, because I do believe that the judge's prior order was a correct order.
But Jeffrey, I think I heard you say you were surprised by the judge's order earlier.
Well, I was happy with the judge's order because I really think the parents should be vaccinated if they want to have personal contact with their children.
But were you surprised that, I mean, you didn't ask for it, were you surprised that he sort of pulled that out of the air?
Happy and surprised.
And so
it was the right decision. It was the right decision.
You see where I'm coming from, right? I mean, you sort of were handed something that you didn't ask for, that you didn't expect, and now when it was taken back from you, you're going to fight to get for something you didn't ask for?
Well, we were going to ask for it, but the judge inquired of each party if they were vaccinated during the hearing. The mother said no. This hearing was a child support hearing. We wanted a child support order because we want the mother to pay child support because we think both parents should contribute and jointly support their child. And we didn't have a child support order. So the hearing was to get child support, and we won. The judge ordered the mother to pay child support. So the hearing was focused on child support. But during the hearing, the judge inquired of each party if they were vaccinated. And this happened during the hearing, and the mother said no. And that's when the judge ordered that she get vaccinated. And in the meantime, her parenting time would be suspended until she could provide proof to either the court or the guardian ad litem that she was vaccinated.
And that's been set aside, and now you're going to go back. You go back to the same judge and ask him to, this is not a legal term, that's clear, but de-vacate his vacated part of the ruling?
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. That's the correct legal term.
Wow.
Agency motion. Basically, we want to vacate the judge's vacation of his earlier order.
And when do you expect that to be in court?
Well, we're working on the motion right now, and we're fine-tuning it. And we intend to get into court as soon as we can.
So what's the difference, Jeffrey, between you arguing that a mom should be vaccinated to protect her son in a divorce proceeding from DCFS or anyone going to all the other moms who are unvaccinated saying that they should be vaccinated to protect their kids?
Well, I think that mothers and fathers, it's not gender specific.
Sure.
Mothers and fathers should be vaccinated before having personal contact with their young children to make sure their children are safe, because several hundred children have died because of the coronavirus. Now, obviously, the figure is much higher if you encompass adults, everyone, but over 600,000, actually 635,000 people nationally have died of the coronavirus, and these stats are from August 25th, 2021, so they're probably even higher now. So this is pretty significant. But even though children have a lower death rate, children still have died, and sure. Every life matters. Every life matters.
We're talking to Jeffrey Leving, a follow-up on the earlier interview with Rebecca Furlett. Jeffrey represents Furlett's ex-husband. All right, I'm going to try this one again because I get your point. I think everyone should be vaccinated too, but I don't think that, I mean, if the judge is going to order this mom to get vaccinated for her kid, what I'm saying is, what's the difference between that and state government ordering every mom to be vaccinated, mom or dad, to avoid penalty to protect their kids? You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. There are similarities, but I believe that parents should be vaccinated if they're going to have personal contact.
I do too, but I don't think judges should dictate it. That's what I'm asking, I guess.
Well, I respect your opinion. Everybody has different opinions. This is very controversial, but when you're dealing with a post-divorce case and the parents are divorced, such as this one, it's even more important. And the judge does have jurisdiction over both parents and their children. So if you don't have a post-divorce proceeding and there's no case pending, the judge then doesn't have any jurisdiction over parents in cases that don't exist. But here you have a case that exists, and there's a history of issues here. I mean, if you look at the history of this case, the parties were divorced, and in 2017, the mother's parenting time was suspended by another judge. So there's a history of issues here. This isn't the first time.
I got you.
You've ever been to court.
That's in context is important. So I appreciate that. Jeffrey Leving on a phone line. So when will you ask for this the vacated order to be reinstated?
We're trying to get into court immediately.
So tomorrow.
We're trying tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Jeffrey Leving, we got you late notice. I appreciate you being able to join us.
Yeah, thank you. Nice talking to you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I was sad to see the news that Ed Asner died over the weekend. What a career. As I recall, he was a labor leader as well. We're going to talk to Sam Rubin from KTLA about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, Mary's got one more look at traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Insperity.